Got ear infection.
Yeah, we're rolling.
What did you say?
Yeah, we're rolling. That might make it in.
We are rolling, yes.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's get it on, man.
This is your out-of-the-world Dr. Tar.
This is Professor Feather.
This is the Midnight Gadfly.
This is Dr. It Came From Outer Head. And you are experiencing...
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is, we're back at it. We did the top 100 worst science fiction movies of the 50s. Now we're going to come back at you with the top 100 best science fiction movies, counting down from number 100 to number one. Math. Mad Nagad flies into the math.
That's a math.
All right. So...
Aftermath. Just,
yeah, aftermath. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I called my morning
aftermath. Yes.
My morning constitutional. I call it the aftermath. So, all right. So at number 100, we have Red Planet Mars.
Yeah.
I could say for 100. This is maybe okay.
Maybe yes. It's 100. Whatever.
I've seen it.
I thought it was stupid.
Yeah. All right. Bad acting. Bad special effects. Oh my God. Why
Peter Graves talking to God on Mars? What?
yeah.
Oh, then it turns out to be a Nazi anyway. So what the fuck? come on.
Yeah, Peter Graves, Andrea King, Herbert Berghoff.
Yes.
So there you go. Number 100. Have you seen that, Dr. Head?
It sounds familiar, but I can't say for
sure.
Oh,
I'm sure you have. His wife. Young. I'm sorry. Have you guys seen this recently? But his wife, the way his wife acts, it's just like, she's like super ultra right-wing creepy type. It's a weird movie.
It's a weird movie.
Yeah.
I can kind of see it, you know, as 100, because it has its moments. Yeah. Not very, like two.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, it does. The title card and the Peter credit.
Yeah, it does have Peter Graves, which is, you know, a minus right there.
It's totally something Dr. Tar and I would watch during a drink and draw. Oh, wait, we did.
Oh, yeah. We probably
we did.
Yeah.
We did.
Okay. So, Dr. Head, have you seen it?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. You're ahead. All right. At number 99, we have The Giant Claw.
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't seen this, baby?
Fred F. Sears.
Wait a minute.
And why is this good?
These are the top 100?
Well, think about it. It is the 50s. What are the top 100 sci-fi movies? Yeah.
I think it was also... It was also on the worst list, wasn't it?
It probably was on the worst list.
I think it should have been.
Yeah. It wasn't.
I'm surprised to see it here. I mean, it is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, there you go.
I love this movie.
Jeff Morrow, Mara Corday. Yeah. You know,
the great puppetry.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to
some special effects studio in Mexico somewhere. Yeah.
This is
they went to Buzzer. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just, and the writing is so stilted. I even took some lines from this for Quest for Uranus because they were so good.
Did you?
One about how it was, he didn't care if it was from Battle or was it Fuck, I forget. He names this like off the beat city in New Jersey, or Mars. And he, you know, it's still vulnerable to guns. I'm like, oh my god, I have to steal that. I'm gonna fucking steal that line. Upper Saddle River, New Jersey. I don't care if it's from Upper Saddle River, New Jersey, or from outer space. I'm like, Jesus, what a line!
I didn't realize that was from.
Yeah. And who's the scientist guy?
There's another one about like, or you know, he's like, are you whatever the captain's name is, or a reasonable facsimile thereof. I'm like, oh, this is the worst of Leave It to Beaver, you know, with the worst of puppetry. It is my all time favorite bad movie, I think.
Yes, I agree.
And who's the star? Who's
Jeff Morrow?
Jeff Morrow.
Jeff Morrow.
Yeah. Jeff Morrow. Yeah.
Yeah. And Mara Corday.
Yep.
Who we're gonna see a lot and overlap and all this other stuff.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So at number 98 we have Experiment in Evil. I have not seen this one.
I have not.
Experiment in Evil.
Boy, science does not ring a bell.
Yeah, really.
It is Jean Renoir, starring Jean-Louis Barrault, Teddy Billis, Sylvain Mergollet, foreign language film.
I will say I've not seen it.
So nobody has seen this one.
Did they call it something else? Is it known for something else?
I don't know. This is it. Yep. It's in French.
Yep.
Let's that smart do Dr. Kunduli. There's my French. Hey, I had 5 semesters of Francaise. I could barely speak it.
Écoutez fromage.
That's right. Je voudrais un peu de fromage, s'il vous plaît. With like a bunch of cheese, please.
A movie none of us has seen.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's
all right.
Pretty interesting.
Moving on.
That sounds like an upcoming.
I'm going to have to go watch it.
Yeah, that's what I said. I wrote it down to say. Okay. So at number 97, we have Lost Continent.
Sam Neufeld. I've seen that.
Cesar Romero, that. Hillary Brooke.
Yes.
I've probably Chick seen Chandler. The MST version of it.
Yep. Me too.
Now, am I getting this confused with another mountaintop prehistoric place? But. Is this the one where they did like the dinosaurs were like obviously guys that had these big tarp dinosaur things with the little arms and walking around. And then a guy in a gorilla suit with a different face was like supposed to be a sloth. Is this that movie?
I don't know. I don't remember the details. It's
I don't
foggy.
Either. I remember seeing it.
I'm just, yeah, I know it's one of those mountaintop.
Yeah.
Prehistoric things, yep. But
wasn't there also a Lost Continent like in the 20s or
a silent one
yeah
yeah,
this was a remake of
which
that,
is maybe? Great. Have you ever seen that? That's a
yeah,
fun.
I think
Hammer remade one too in the 60s,
did they,
which is a weird, I think that's a
something
weird
very movie. Similar to this, yeah, yeah.
That
well, there's
in that one they're like lost out sea with the sargassum seaweed sargassum. With all the ships and different cultures or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's a cool premise.
This being on the top 100 is great because somebody commented on this and says, Lost Continent is the worst MST3K movie ever and maybe the worst movie I've seen altogether.
There you go. All right. Everything's relative.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows the worst, best?
We have no idea how these charts get made.
No kidding.
I'm going to make sure I'm on the best one. Yeah, I am. All right, flick chart. That sounds naughty.
Ow.
Ow. All right, so the next one is Battle in Outer Space.
I like this Honda. One. Yeah, me
oh,
too.
Hell yeah. This is like pre-Star Wars stuff. This is...
Yeah, it's a lot of action.
Actually, George Lucas looked fun. At the, when he was thinking about this.
It makes perfect sense that he would borrow from this, the way the scenes are fought and all the models and stuff in space. And
I thought I
had read where he actually approached them first because he didn't think anybody else would make it. And he thought that they could make what he was envisioning. And that didn't work out for whatever reason.
It's a fun movie. It's a fun movie.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And
Gadfly,
No, I've not seen it. I'm writing it down. Though,
oh, so. Yeah, you have. I'm sure I've showed you.
Yeah, you probably. It's not.
A drink and draw.
Yeah, it's probably not a movie you would go, oh, I love that movie.
There's
but it's entertaining.
But it is entertaining. It is. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, this was like this was Toho's golden era. I think that Showa era, I think, is their golden.
When what year this was made in? What
this
year?
Was 59.
59.
Yeah. So just 5 years after.
When, you know, when was the Mysterians made?
57.
57.
Yeah.
Because I remember going to the theater. I saw Mysterians at the theater. Mm-hmm. I don't think I saw this
one. And that was so unique. A giant robot. You didn't see that. I mean,
we're going to do a show on the Toho non-Godzilla movies. That's certainly going to be one.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do agree, Dr. Tarr. I really love the look of that. The Mysterians is a wonderful look. But
When I was a kid, I loved it. Yeah, that's one. Yeah. It was one of my favorites.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll have to see it. I put it on my list. So yeah, but I've not seen.
And same with Battle in Outer Space. I think. I mean, they're just fun. They're fluff.
Yeah. Yes.
And I wouldn't put them at the worst. I mean, they're certainly not the worst movies out there.
So they're in the best.
Yeah.
Yep. So there you go. All right. So we're at 95 now. The Amazing Colossal Man, Bert Gordon.
I like
change
this
my
movie.
Diaper.
I like this movie.
Yeah,
there's another fun movie.
I've seen this.
Yeah,
have you seen? Yeah, yep. Yeah.
From Mr. Big.
This was played on Saturday afternoon movies all the time.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think I liked War of the Colossal Beast better.
Better, yeah.
Wow. Just because he had the makeup, that makeup. I remember that in Famous Monsters all the time. They always had that still, which must have been like a test shot or something. But it's that dead-on still of War of the Colossal Beast. Anyway, I just like that picture, that image. I think that's a fun one.
Yeah, and this is another one that was a drink and draw. When I saw it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I've seen this before, but you know, but Dr. Tarr likes to talk about this one. Yeah, Dr. Tarr talks about this one a lot.
When he takes that needle and pulls that needle out, you know, when they ram him. First of all, it looks like a big ass needle, which I think is just stupid. That's so funny though.
A big syringe.
All right. Well, just base it on what we know. Just blow it up.
So
he's bigger. You have to have more.
Yeah.
So
and then he picks it up and he impales the guy with the
which was good. I like that.
Yeah, I know. 20
and that's how long jarts. That's how long jarts were invented.
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay, so at number 94 we have our first Roger Corman movie.
Day the world ended.
There you go.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I really like that movie.
I really like Humphrey Bogart in that movie.
Expecting maybe Humphrey Bogart. I like that movie. I like the mutant.
Great.
The mutant was cool. Yeah.
It's right.
I like his little arms that stuck out the top of his shoulders. So his third eye. Yeah.
But yeah, definitely a Roger Corman movie.
I've never seen it. So.
Oh, yes, you have. I'm sure.
If I can't remember, I haven't.
You listen to me.
If you can't
man.
Remember it, then you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'm in the lead, by the way.
And who did the makeup? Paul Blaisdell.
Yeah.
Blaisdell.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had to wear like big glyphs. Because he was so fucking short.
All right. So at number 93, we have Captive Women, 1952.
This don't think I've seen.
It's barely an hour long.
Yeah.
I know it's on
MSC. Is this the one with the Nazis, where the Nazis are holding them?
I haven't seen it.
Well, there's a bunch of these things, too. There's Island of Lost Women and
Wild Women of Wongo.
Captive Women. I think this is the one where. No, I'm thinking of She-Demons.
She-Demons, yeah. This one, I can't remember it.
I know
I've seen it, but cannot remember it at all. It was definitely a forgettable movie.
Yeah, dude.
I've probably even seen it multiple times.
I'm thinking we have too.
So do I. Is anybody claiming to have seen it?
Well,
I'll say no.
No.
Since I don't really remember it, I'll say no.
Yeah, I have not.
Damn, we're not doing too good.
Well, it's going to be even worse.
Cesar the Good.
This next one, number 92, not really a movie.
No, and it was also on the worst list, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, Superman and the Mole Men.
So I'm like, how can you be on both? The worst
is it? What's the movie?
Superman and the Mole Men. You know, it was you know, they took episodes of the series and jammed it together to make a movie.
Make a movie, yeah.
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 And it's not that bad. I don't think it's that bad.
For if you like the series, then, you know,
I liked it. I saw the
series. And I thought it was interesting with the Mole Men, you know, the idea that they're subterranean race.
I think
I thought that was kind of cool.
The one that was bad was a different one, a different Superman one on the other one.
I think so. I didn't think this was on the bad list. Right.
Moving on to number 91, Invisible Invaders.
Oh, I love this movie.
Now, I like this movie a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Saw it at the drive-in.
Yeah.
With a couple other.
It ticks all the boxes, you know. It just has everything in it.
Who's the star?
John Agar.
Yeah.
John Carradine.
I did John Shirley Carradine. Temple. John Agar.
Yeah, I like this. I like this movie.
Yeah, me too.
And who were the main characters? Weren't they? Was it Colonel Stone and Major J?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a kick. I got a kick out of that all through that.
Yeah. All right. I thought that was a decent movie.
Yeah, me too.
Not a great movie.
And I think Romero saw it because, boy, that looks an awful lot like The Living Dead. And, you know what I mean?
To a degree, yeah. It does.
The shuffling.
Yeah. The zombie.
When I was a little kid, that scared me, though. The shuffling dead guys, that gave me the creeps. That was just kind of.
And also a science fiction movie, you know, that, which actually Night of the Living Dead is a science fiction movie too.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a horror movie. It's a science fiction horror movie, I guess you call it.
Well, they kind of, well, the first one, they don't present it either way. You don't know. And it just,
which makes it
scary. They talk about the probe. Okay. They talk about the satellite exploding.
Not only
they never. They suggest it, I guess.
Moving along, not on the list.
Okay, all right.
We've got to get through a lot of these, and we're already at like 17 minutes. So,
all right.
Number 90. I was a teenage. Oh no, I'm sorry. Yeah, number 90. Yeah. I was a teenage Frankenstein.
It's bad, but I like it.
Yeah. Whip Bissell. Gary Conway.
Yeah, the guy that was in Land of the Giants. He was like a space pilot.
Was it Will Smith in this? No. What am I thinking of?
No. This is Gary Conway.
Gary Conway. Yeah, Gary Conway. Yeah.
You would know him in the 60s.
That stitched on head. That was
that was awesome. He gets to pick out his head, too.
I've not seen this one.
I've not either. I've seen the Teenage Werewolf, really? But not the Frankenstein.
Yeah.
What's the one?
I've always been aware of it, but I've just never gone and saw
it. It's really cheesy.
What gas line? What'd you ask?
I said, what's the movie that Tarn Feather did that had Will Smith in it? Where he's in
Grave of the Vampire.
Okay, Grave of the Vampire. So yeah, never mind. Not even close.
William Smith.
Oh yeah, William. Yeah.
Oh, I'm like Will Smith. Like,
Will Smith. I was
saying, like, wait a minute.
I know, and I love saying it that because everybody thinks.
But he does go by Will Smith. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, to distinguish. Yeah,
to slap people.
That William Smith. I think that dude speaks like six or seven languages, or spoke that six or seven languages fluently. He was like super smart.
We have that in our B team resume.
Yes, we did.
That supposedly he could speak Russian, and that's why he was hired by the Air Force, the CIA, intelligence, or whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Coming in at number 89, The Story of Mankind. Mm-hmm. Irwin Allen. Mm-hmm. Groucho Marx, Harpo Marx, Chico. What? How have I not seen this?
I've never seen this.
Yes, I've seen it.
I've seen it too. Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it too. Kind of an interesting movie.
It's like the devil and Daniel Webster. It feels very much like a.
So it's more fantasy.
It feels more who wrote a Christmas Carol? It's got a Dickensian kind of feel to the fantasy element of it.
Dickensian.
You know,
leave it to the guy with the socks.
And it's court drama, you know. in the heavens kind of thing. The devil and
the, and with the Marx Brothers.
Yeah, with the Marx Brothers.
All right.
The secret password is damnation.
I put that on my list too. So we're going on to number 88. I know we've all seen this one because we've done an episode. It was episode 925. So go back and check it out. It is Gog.
Oh, Gog. And who played the robot? Who played one of the robots?
Billy Marty. No.
Yes. No.
Yes.
Billy.
No.
Who's the other little guy?
Who's the other?
Chris, he was in. He was in.
Not cool.
Terror Tiny Town. Billy Curtis.
Billy Curtis. There you go.
Billy Curtis goes uncredited. Gosh darn.
He played Gog. Who played Regog?
I have no idea. The other uncredited little guys.
They just showed his footage in backwards. So they had to pay him two. Had to only pay him once.
So is every everybody saw this one.
Yeah.
That movie is so boring, but I kind of look back on it. I do like watching it. It's just so bad.
It is.
And it's so inaccurate now that it's just kind of weird.
It is, but I like the, what is the big biblical, the Gog and Agog, and how it parallels that story, which is, I thought was really cool. But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in that. Here's the one that we're all going to be like, how the fuck did this make the top 100? All right.
We've already said that on
I know, but you wait till you hear this one. Bride of the Monster.
What?
Edward D. Wood.
I liked
that movie a lot, too. But
that was on the worst. I'm seeing a lot of like crossover. I'm like,
how the hell can you come up with?
They have 100 that they have to fill. So,
but I also think they probably set out and said vote for your top 100 or whatever.
It's not good. People probably like it because it's so bad. And they may have discovered it. The Ed Wood movies because
more like being the best movie,
which is great.
it's
a terrible movie, but when it's on,
Bride of the Atom,
I like watching it because it's just so bad.
Can't tell.
I like that.
That's
title.
One of our. That's one of my favorite Tar and Feather episodes.
It is.
Too.
It's really good. Yeah,
I
bought the box set.
Oh my lord!
Yeah, you did.
There was a box set. I've got individual DVDs, but not a box set.
The box set had a documentary all about. It had interviews with
Look Back in Angora.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh,
Look
nice.
Back Angora. Yeah.
Wasn't the original box had like that fake fuzzy supposed to be Angora?
Not the one I got.
Did it?
Said Ed Wood.
Oh, that would have been good. I like that box.
It was a collector's box, but anyway. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. No, I never saw that.
I thought you guys had it. I thought one of you guys had it.
No, I had
Sean had the box set, because I borrowed them and watched them all. And then I think you got them all now, do you?
I don't know where they are. I don't have them.
So. Oh, okay.
Did you ever see Jailbait?
Maybe I got them.
Yeah, I saw Jailbait.
I saw the one in the 70s, from the 70s.
I like what's the one, The Night of the Ghoul or whatever, where they've got the weird, the surrealist.
We've talked about that a lot.
Oh, and that takes even a weirder turn. That was just like...
Okay, go on. Move on.
All right, so number 86, we are at 4D Man.
Oh,
yeah. I like this.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like
when I was little, I liked this one.
Yeah, I was really impressed with the storytelling and the special effects were cool. And I just liked the plot of it. I'm like, oh, this is really, really cool.
When I first saw it, I was little. It was late at night. I liked it. It was different than a lot of the other invasion or monster movies. And this was kind of weird. I guess I recognized, what's his name?
Robert Lansing. Lee Merriweather.
Yeah, like from Star Trek or something
Lee
like that. I recognize his face.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Merriweather.
And I like the way he acted.
Yep. Yeah. Lee Merriweather. Yeah.
Catwoman.
Yeah, there you go.
But I kind of liked this movie when I was little. I thought, that ending was kind of creepy to me. Him being stuck, frozen into the wall, and you see like it's, I thought that was.
Yeah, I liked the movie. I really liked it. What year did it come out?
59, I think.
59.
I know that. Yeah, it reminds me of the 60s movie. I think it's because of the color, the lush color.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw that in the theater too.
Yeah, I've not seen that one.
For the first time,
So at number 85, we have Curse of the Faceless Man.
I've not seen it.
Got this.
I like this
movie. It's real short. It's a very basic movie, but it's kind of like a mummy thing going on. But he's like this guy that was in Pompeii that got covered in ash and lava and stuff, and he reanimates. He was a sorcerer or whatever he was.
I love that plot.
Yeah, and it's just a basic, just showing. And he looked, I think, he looks pretty good.
Yeah,
he looks pretty good.
I thought so too. You know? Yeah, yeah. I like the movie. I thought it. Yeah. I couldn't. The title just didn't seem to get me. When you started explaining, it came back to me. Yeah,
it's just a quick little movie that. Yeah, it was kind of fun. Who did the? I can't remember who did the
makeup.
Was it Bel Air? Bel Air did like a couple of movies.
Are you the production company?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
They did a. I don't think it's them though, for whatever reason. But
I would have no idea.
Okay, yeah, I digress. But the movie is fun. I like the fun. It was a fun little movie.
I thought it was a fun movie too.
Yeah, it's on my list. So just to recap, right now we have Feather in the lead, Tar is in second, Head is in third, Gadfly way behind. So the next one is number 84, The Vampire, 1957, Paul Landry's, Beale, starring John Beale, Colleen Gray, Kenneth Toby. No clue.
Yeah, I didn't mind this when I saw this.
It was okay.
They were trying to do the explain the vampire scientifically this time, and it was just somehow he makes a pill out of what, vampire bats or whatever, but he gets addicted to this drug or whatever, and he takes it and he becomes a vampire. I guess. But he looked, the way it was filmed, there's a couple of scenes that I thought was really creepy. Like when he was like stalking that woman down the street, and they showed it that the way it was lit and that wet noir.
Is look. That no, yeah, noir.
And look. Then he's like walking weird towards her. And
I thought that was a pretty good scene too. Yeah.
So Dr. And he looked good when he actually had the makeup on.
Dr. Head, have you seen this one?
Yeah, it was all right.
It's fun. Have you seen this one, Dr. Head?
Yes, but I have seen it. Yep, I like it.
Cool. All right, so at number 83, we have Four-Sided Triangle.
I've never even heard of it.
I know about it. I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
Terrence Fisher. So, I like Terrence Fisher.
But it sounded so boring to me.
But I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, I'd heard of it, but never saw it.
Yeah, I think he got his prowess doing the Hammer stuff. Terrence Fisher did all those Dracula movies and The Mummy and Frankenstein. I mean, when I knew I see the his name would pop up on a movie, I knew, or just like Christopher Lee or Peter Cushing, I knew I was gonna have the best time.
It's just, I don't mind him. I like him. It's just the story didn't sound like an appeal. Doesn't he make like a duplicate? What if he makes a duplicate of woman?
I've never even heard of it. I have no idea.
I'll give it a review right now. It's a dumb fucking name.
Really.
All right. Number 82, we have Frankenstein's Daughter.
Oh, yes.
I like this one, too.
Another great makeup extravagance. Which
I guess the guy that made the makeup, was it Harry Thomas or whoever it was? I don't think it was even him. But anyway, apparently he didn't know it was supposed to be female. So he makes this great makeup and stuff like that, and then they fight.
I thought that was good because.
Oh no, I did too. Because shit, this is all we had, so we had to make you.
I've not seen it.
Dr. One of those affluent.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it.
The more well-to-do Frankenstein.
Yeah, the more well-to-do Frankenstein. Frankenstein-esque.
Yeah.
So at number 81, we have The Black Sheep.
Sleep.
Sleep. The Black Sheep.
I actually like this movie a lot. A lot of good people in it, man.
No, well, it's a good. It's a bad. It's still a bad movie, but there's a lot of fun people in it. And it's just kind of a weird.
It's a weird
story.
I really liked it. I didn't even think it was.
It has Tor in it. Is this the one with that's Lon Chaney?
Lon Chaney.
Basil Rathbone.
Basil Rathbone. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
And then, like, all the freak people that his glandular experiments go awry.
It's a good, And you'll see this kind of theme repeated, this kind of tragic doctor theme.
Yeah.
You see that in the character of Mr. Freeze, his wife, he needs to try to find some way of, fixing her, healing her. And that's why she's in suspended animation, very similar kind of concept. But I thought the movie was really good.
Excellent. And it has Tor.
Yes.
It has Tor. Yes.
Well, yeah, a lot of good people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. No, it good in some. John Carradine's in it too, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
As a Sayer or whoever he is.
I put it on my list because I'm going to watch everything I haven't seen so I win next time. All right. at number 80, we have a movie called Five.
Five.
By Arch Oboler, starring William Phipps, Susan Douglas.
And it's after a nuclear war, isn't it?
Yeah. Arch Oboler. Oboler. Like,
oh, I'm sorry.
But there was another movie that was kind of like that came out about the same time.
Year Zero or
On the Beach?
Yeah, I've not seen this one.
On the Beach.
I've seen similar movies, but not this one.
The On the Beach was that was a bona fide.
Did Tar and Feather, did you see him? See
this? Yes. Movie? Yes.
Tar?
Tar's seen this movie.
Five? I don't think I've seen Five. I know of it, but I couldn't tell anything about it.
I've seen similar disaster post-apocalyptic like survivor movies, but I don't think I've seen this one.
Is it Panic in the Year Zero? Zero? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jinx. Oh, Frankie, get behind me before they get shot.
All right. At number 79, we have The Crawling Eye. I've seen this one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I do like this movie. If you're going to remake an old Tucker movie.
Yep. The Trollhunter Terror. Yes. I like this movie.
I told you the story about my anecdote about this movie. I told it on another episode. The first time I saw it, it has a special place in my memory because it involved a girl's boobs.
And this was when I was conceived.
Totally different girl.
You just impregnated a sock that night.
Yes, first base, buddy. First base. Yeah.
Oh,
so did it make like the honking sound?
She wasn't a clown.
How do you know? No, he didn't say.
That would be good. That would be.
Did she see your crawling eye? I don't want to know.
One eye, mom. Yeah,
unfortunately, not.
I love the look of this movie.
Strictly a first baser.
There's gore.
I hope not.
The scene with the eye itself. I love the look inside of the observatory. That set, that room,
yes,
with that view is really spectacular. Of the round.
All I think of that Spielberg cartoon, what was that, Freakazoid, where they showed Dr. Heine's Institute of Monster Research, and it was the Trollenberg, the animation. It was the Trollenberg terror thing, and all he does is like look through telescopes and spots monsters and zap. It was just stupid. But it was the Trollenberg in terror. Yeah.
I thought the monster, I thought that was really good. Mm-hmm. Really done really well.
The way it looked all wet.
I like the movie. Yeah. I really like the movie.
Yeah. It's one I watch or listen to while I'm working. It's on a fairly regular rotation. It's just fun to watch.
We talked about if we did a remake, we do like the, the South American in the Andes, you know, when he talks about the beginning, you know, how an incident like this happened in the Andes.
Yeah.
So we were like, you and I talked about that. Like our story would be based on the Andes incident. Yeah. So it'd be like, they'd have to come. But anyway.
Okay. So at number 78, we have The Man Who Could Cheat Death.
I've seen this.
I've not.
I'm trying to think if I have.
It's not. I think it's kind of boring.
I don't think I've seen it. It's kind of like.
It has Anton Differing.
It's almost like a take on
Dorian Gray.
Dorian Gray, a little bit of Jekyll and Hyde. You know, kind of thing.
I'm going to say I didn't see
but
it.
But I don't.
But he needs glands or something. Yeah,
seen it, but I know of it. So
isn't it a Hammer movie?
Terrence Fisher directed it.
Yeah.
Christopher Lee's in it. Very well could be a Hammer film, but I just don't know.
But it's all right, but it's not.
What's it called?
The Man Who Could Cheat Death.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I've seen it.
All right. So Tar's the only one that's seen that one.
We got two more in this list.
Two more. We've got Kronos as number 77.
Ah, I always like this movie.
Yeah, me too. This is great. Jeff Morrow.
Jeff Morrow again.
Yeah,
that's right.
M27 shifted from its orbit.
Yeah, the big robot, big stomping machine.
Yeah.
Looks like a big factory. You know,
that was so cool when I saw it, though.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what, the way it looks, that to me, that was practical. That was the way it would be. Not
right. Yeah. Not overly efficient. Complicated.
And especially the way it was deposited. And it was just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
the movie.
It was a good movie. Yeah.
And you'll see the monster appears like in Ultraman. There are variants on this kind of big robotic like creature. I think King Joe is one of them. And there are all these mechanized things. And I think they definitely borrow from Kronos in that area. Kronos. But it's a fun movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I put it on my list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. All right.
I don't remember it. So for this episode, counting down, we've got number 76, The Brain from Planet Eros.
Yeah. Who stars in it?
John Agar. Joyce Meadows, Robert.
I did Shirley Temple.
Brain, the floating brain.
Yeah, I've seen this one.
John Agar. You know who did that brain? You know who made that brain?
Who?
It was Jack Pierce.
Really?
That was one of his last things.
And the brain looks kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, if you look at it, there was like it does the throbbing thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Technically, it's like one of the first bladder stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what year did it come out?
57?
Where are we? It is 57. Yeah, you're correct.
57?
Nerd.
I was thinking 57. 58? 57.
Yeah.
But who? Yeah, John Agar! And who was his buddy? He was like in some Western TV series at some point.
Robert Fuller?
Yeah.
Yes, Robert Fuller. Yeah. Wagon Train or Rawhide, one of those, yeah. Might have been Rawhide, I'm not sure.
But, yeah, he was a staple of the 60s there for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, there you have it. The bottom 25 of the 100 best science fiction movies
in quotes,
the 1950s.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. In the title, you have to put best in quotes.
Yes, yeah. According to Flick Chart.
Yes.
Right.
Ouch. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys want to watch me take a dump? Say!
KRC, you've been listening to
Unsane Radio. I said radio. UnsaneRadio.com. Go and look at all the weird ass pictures. And you can access every episode so far from UnsaneRadio.com. And we're also on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify, I think. Somewhere else. I don't remember.
Yes, you are.
Somewhere else.
We're everywhere.
And we're everywhere. And
like herpes.
Like herpes in the love bug. Oh, tarnfeather.com. Tarn Feather is on YouTube. It's Tarn Feather Psycho Cinema. We have several episodes with more to come. We've just been too busy to put some up there.
And the inmates have been unruly.
Psycho Cinema is on Facebook. I think I mentioned that Unsane Radio is on Facebook. And I'm out of here.
Heavy Metal Horror Podcast is on Facebook. On Heavy Metal Horror Podcast is on YouTube. And Montag Lewis is at Instagram. Check us out. We got some good stuff coming up. We're going to be doing something about the Collector's Curse. And we're doing a wonderful slugfest that Gadfly will be joining us for. We're going to be comparing Bark at the Moon with The Ultimate Sin. Which Jake E. Lee album will come out on top?
That's funny. All right. The Midnight and Gadfly then, will be... We Freaks.
Yeah, We Freaks. WeeFreekz. On Facebook. Family-friendly panel comic that is just absolutely beautiful and wonderful, created and written and drawn by our good friend John Bluefez Boise, R.I.P.
And Midnight at Gadfly will be practicing for his new gig. Welcome to Walmart.
The adult more diapers feeling. Are that way.
Would you like me to model them for you?
As you can see, the top is tucked.
The scrote gate works well. Splash guard.
Hermetic seal around the thighs. No dribbling.
That's my Native American name, Gadfly Two Thighs.
Oh, I thought no dribbling.
No dribbling.
Gadfly No Dribbling is good too. I like No Dribbling.
Gadfly No Dribbling, yeah. Oh.